God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall down in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging.
Thank you, Josh. We're getting a few raindrops here, but I think you did a great job. Thank you. Good man. We're getting a little bit of rain here. We're going to pray that it holds off. Either that or this will be one of the shortest sermons you've ever heard. We're in. Oh, yeah, that was my wife starting that off. There we go. We're in Psalm, in the book of Psalms, and it's chapter 46. And I want to kind of camp here for the next couple of weeks. But I'm looking at the first three verses this week. And that's what Josh just read for us. In your Bible, do you read the whole Bible? Have you ever read the right from the index back through the different passages? In my Bible, there are subheadings. And this one, this week, it says, God, our refuge. And in the verses just underneath, in the writings just underneath, there's always some italics, real fine print. And it says beneath that subtitle, to the chief musician, sons of Korah, a song for Alamoth. Now, Alamoth means maidens, and the song is going to the chief musician. This hymn was sung back in Jewish times, in the Hebrew times of the children of Israel. And so they sang this piece, and Alamoth meant soprano. This song was meant for the soprano section of the choir. That's where it fit in. Another translation of the Bible reads this way, for the choir director, a song of the descendants of Korah to be sung by the soprano voices. All of the Psalms in the Bible, 11 of them are attributed to the sons of Korah, that they had written those. And the beautiful Psalms express a spirit of gratitude and of humility to an awesome God. We know that part. And they express longing for God and deep devotion. You're going to find it when you look at Psalm 42. You'll remember this because we used to sing this. As the deer pants for the water, so my heart, my soul longeth after thee. That's Psalm 42. You can drop down to Psalm 46. And where are we? I'm sorry, Psalm 84. Let me get my place right. How lovely is your dwelling place, O God. That's another piece of music that we sing. This is a triumphant confession of the fearless trust that we can have in God. We trust in God because he is a God of power and might. He's the one who has loved us with an everlasting love. And this psalm is a celebration of the security of Jerusalem. The Hebrew people were secure in Jerusalem as the city of God. That first little part, it says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Ever-present means there's a help that's been found reliable in the past. We've been there, we've done this, and God was there and saw us through. God's proven to be a reliable stronghold so that any future calamity is no reason for us to fear. We don't need to fear because God's got us covered. He's got us covered. The second part that I see in this, of that ever-present, speaks of his presence with us, with you and I. This is not a God that we have to travel some foreign country to wait for and be at a certain temple. This is the God who says he's everywhere, omnipresent, and he's with you. Even through the valley of the shadow of death is what the Lord's Prayer says. But he walks with us. Jesus was so confident of God's being with man, that he taught people they could have faith enough to move mountains. You find it in Matthew 21 where he says, if you've got faith as much as a grain of mustard seed is a tiny little grain of seed. But he said, if you've got that much faith, you could say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it'll be so. There's an assurance that God is amongst us. Not just for the good times. He's not just a good time God. He's there through the bad times too. This psalm is what Martin Luther based his hymn on It's a mighty hymn, a powerful hymn. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. And it talks of hope and trust in God, testifies to his power, to his protection, to his presence. It's God's promise to us. Most of us have never experienced empty grocery shelves. Well, except for maybe a year or so back when there was no toilet paper on the shelf. I'm still not sure what that was all about. But their people were panicking, living in a state of fear. But you and I, generally, we can go to the store and there's product, produce, dry goods, canned goods, everything's there for us with a selection, a choice. We've not seen empty shelves. We're not accustomed to lines waiting to get into Walmart or No Frills. We're not accustomed these times. Shortages of necessities. Those ubiquitous masks. Now, I understand it's all about protection and about respect for one another, but I can't say I like it. I like to think I'm in reasonable condition, but I wear a mask for a little while, I start to develop a breathing problem. But those masks are everywhere. That's something new for us. Businesses and restaurants closing because they can't maintain their costs, their expenses, because of what's happened in this country. People out of work and no end in sight. You could lose all hope. You could live in a place where you think there's no solution. This is never going to get any better. But if you have friends from other countries, they've come from war-torn countries where there have been challenges. People who've come from countries where there have been famines and drought, they could tell you a little more about going to the store and there not being anything there to purchase. They could tell you about the suffering and the actual persecution that they've experienced. They could add to our outlook a different perspective about these times. And for most of us, these are new, different, very concerning, maybe even scary times that we live in. But for all of that concern, Psalm 46 is the answer. Psalm 46 is the answer to your concerns. Psalm 46 is the answer to your worries. Psalm 46 here is the answer to your needs and your fears. God's already answered this to us. Thirdly, I see God's protection. It says, make God your refuge. You can make God your refuge and ask for him for strength. Because you and I, truth be told, we need his strength every moment of every day. There's a gospel group of older fellas now. Charles Johnson and the Revivers. It goes a long ways back. But they sing a song, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. You know what happens to me? I get myself in trouble when I forget to hold his hand. And in the midst of circumstances of life, when worry and concern and doubt start to wash over me, I have to come back to a point of remembering I need to hold his hand. Because truth be told, Jesus, I can't make it through this life without holding your hand. You're my strength. You're my comfort. You're my peace. You're my provider. There's a place for us to hold his hand. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Psalm 61 says, for you've been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and to take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Over this past year, we've experienced what they're calling a new normal. That's another thing I don't like. I'm giving you a lot of things today I don't like. I don't like that whole terminology, new normal. I was quite good with the old normal. Maybe it's just that I don't deal well with change. And it may seem to you and to others that this world seems to be crumbling down around our feet as we stand in the middle of this. But I need to tell you something that's not changed. Our God is still the same. He is still the forever God, the same Jesus, yesterday, today, and forever the same. And he has not changed. That's right. That's right. He's not changed, so we can trust him. We can lean on him, and he's promised that he will carry us through the situations of life. Josh read that for us for just a few moments ago, and you did a great job, Josh. Thank you. God is our refuge. You don't use the word refuge a lot in conversation, but it means shelter, rather, sanctuary, protection, security. That's the place. And it says he's also our strength and he's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. In Proverbs 18, you read about this sense of security. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. We sing that one also. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. One of the greatest defenses we have in the world to fight the adversary of our souls is the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus. You've heard the gospel song, Whisper Jesus. There's another one. He's as close as the mention of his name. Friends, when you're in a situation, when you're in a place of concern, when you're living where there's too much month and not enough money, you need to whisper Jesus. You need to call on his name. You need to recognize that with your hand firmly grasped in the nail-scarred hand, there is hope. There's hope, and he leads us through. There's a place of security there. And once we begin to understand this important aspect of the Christian life, we'll begin to understand that we have absolute security in him. Absolute. No fear, no worry. We can trust him. We can trust him. Psalm 46. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way. That sounds pretty bad. And the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. That's not great either. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. But it starts off, therefore we will not fear, because God's in control. Do you think when COVID came up on the scene, you think God went, oops, didn't see that coming? God never says oops. God knows all, and he knows the way through this. Oh, I got a lot of songs going through my head. We used to sing, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Isn't that a lot easier? Get in the car, we're going someplace you've never been before, and somebody says, I'll lead the way. Great, we're comfortable with that. Keep their vehicle in sight, and away we go. Up and down the roads and down the highway, we get to wherever we're headed. If you're in unfamiliar territory, COVID's unfamiliar for us. He knows the way. He knows the way. And all we are called to do is follow. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. There's a place for us where we can know that God's in control. He's not surprised. He doesn't change. He's trustworthy. And we can take these words and these images from Psalm 46. You can use them to pray. Well, Pastor, I pray, you know, over my cereal in the morning and maybe, you know, at lunch with my sandwich and at supper. I had one friend tell me, he said, we pray on grocery day. When we bring the groceries home, it just saves so much time through the week. You don't have to pray at every meal. I said, I'm not sure that's the point. You can use the Psalms and you can pray the Psalms because there are the outpouring of the psalmist's heart of what he was experiencing in life, where he was walking, what he was going through. You can pray the Psalms. You can pray this Psalm. And when worry seems to be taking over your mind, pray for God's strength. Seek your refuge in him. And perhaps even think of God wrapping his loving arms around you, spreading his wings over you like a mother hen does over the chicks. Have you ever seen that? Gathers all her brood around her and she settles down and covers them with her wings. You know that scriptural? You can find that. Psalm 91, verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will find refuge. What was that? Sanctuary, shelter, protection, security. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. Well, we know what a shield is. It's not only a noun, but it's also a verb. Shield, something that you hold in place and it deflects away at things that are coming your way. Within the COVID thing, they've put up shields now between us and the cashier, between us and the person that serves us at McDonald's, that all those things, that's a shield to offer protection. In biblical times, it was something that a warrior carried to ward off the blows and of swords and the sharp arrows that were shot. So we understand what a shield is. Rampart is not something that we use a lot in our language. Rampart. I had to look it up. It's a defensive wall of a castle or a walled city, it often has a broad top with a walkway. So I went searching a little bit because that triggered something in my mind. If you went to Sunday school, you probably learned about the walls of Jericho and how the children of Israel marched round and round, and on the seventh day, they marched seventh time, they blew the horns on the last time, they shouted with a voice of victory, and the walls fell down. Can I talk to you about those walls? You're going to find that account in Joshua, chapters 5 and 6. And it talks to us about the walls of Jericho. Biblical historians will tell us that the walls around the city of Jericho were 40 foot thick at the base. That's almost as long as the front of the church to the back. 40 feet thick at the base. They tapered up to the top to where they were 20 foot wide on the top. In fact, some historians reference the walls of Jericho as of having chariot races around the city on top of the walls. Them are some ramparts, baby. Those are some walls of protection. You'd feel pretty secure if you were in that city and there was a 40 foot thick wall protecting you from the enemy. But the Bible says that wall came down by the power of God and at his direction. Psalm 46 tells us of his refuge, God's place of shelter and security. The psalm previously read says he puts his rampart around us. He builds that wall of protection. You're going to need to go home this afternoon. You write this down. The artist's name is Fred Hammond. The song is Jesus Build a Fence. You YouTube that. The first verse goes, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you can, yes, Lord. I know you will, yes, Lord. Fight my battle, yes, Lord. If I keep still, yes, Lord. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. That's his promise, that he will shield us. He'll protect us. You need to put that song on this afternoon. Pull it up on YouTube and put your dancing shoes on, because that's where it's going to take you. It's a song of praise and of worship. It's a petition to our Heavenly Father, but it's a song of thanksgiving for what he does for us. He puts that wall around us. The world today, as we know it, is not the same as we've known in the past. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. It's not the same. It's a different day. But I'll tell you what is still the same. He's still God. He is still God. And if you are tempted to worry, if you're tempted to allow the concerns and the burdens of life to weigh you down, you need to grab that nail-scarred hand again. You need to whisper his name, the power in the name of Jesus. You need to come back to that place where you lean on his everlasting arms and you allow him to be your comfort and your strength. You ask and he'll help you. You ask him to make his presence known and he'll be there in your heart and in your mind. Well, Pastor, I'm just, I'm just not feeling it. Maybe way back when I first gave my heart to the Lord and I started this experience, this relationship with Jesus, but lately I'm just not feeling it. You can ask him about that. Ask him to make his presence known. Are you doing your daily devotions? Are you finding yourself in God's word? Well, Pastor, it gets a little boring. In fact, it's pretty dry and slow going. Then ask him to make the word alive to your heart and mind by his Holy Spirit. And he will work that work in your life. When you ask God, he shows up. He's got your back. He's got your best interest at heart. And God will show up. He's more than able to protect us no matter what troubles come our way. And if we try to resist temptation in our own strength, then you've got every good reason to fear, because you're doing it in your own strength. What are the temptations during the pandemic? Fear, doubt, worry, suspicion. You can get drawn into those things in a hurry. And in a weaker moment, the enemy will come and attack your heart and your mind and lay all those things on you. And in those moments, those dark times, you may forget that he is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. That he is still on the throne. That he's still in charge. that he's still guiding and directing our lives. You need to come back to that place. If God is with us, we have no reason to be fearful. I'm going to take a step away from the notes and chase a rabbit trail just for a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 to 17, the Apostle Paul has to call the people and talk to them. There were challenges in the Corinthian church. They were having problems. They were at odds with one another. And in the King James Version, this always sticks with me because it's a word I rarely hear. He says, let there be no schism in your church. Now, schism, I don't know if you have any schism at your house. Where do you keep schism? Is it in the closet? Maybe you've got it back in the garage in a back corner or something. No, schism is division. And the Corinthian church were at war with themselves back and forth. This coronavirus pandemic can be a very divisive issue. But if we have honor one for another, if we esteem one another more highly than ourselves, if we walk in a place of respect, then we won't be sowing division. We won't be catering to the fears and the doubts. Friends, let's walk where Jesus walks. Let's keep our hand firmly fixed in his. Yes, yes. We can get sidetracked so easily. We have different opinions. Of course, God made us different. You only need to look around. We're not all driving the same car. Ford, Lord, I keep telling you, there's one vehicle, but everybody gets a little mixed up. God has blessed you with whatever vehicle you've got, whatever mode of transportation. Everything that comes our way comes by the Father's hand. And so in the way that he's blessed our lives. So I tease a little bit about my vehicle. God's with us. We sang it this morning. It's number 290 in our hymnal, The Solid Rock. It says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. God's rivers of mercy and strength refresh us when we're weak, when we're thirsty, when we're fearful. He's there for us. And no power can draw us out of his circle of protection once we take refuge in him. He'll put that circle of protection around us. Jesus will build the fence all around you every day. You come to the end of these three verses, and there's a word that you see often in the Psalms. It says, Selah. Selah. When I was a youth pastor, there was a group, a trio, young lads, and they used to be at our youth events and conferences and things, but they called themselves Selah. It's etymology, that understanding of origin of words, and its precise meaning are a little unknown. It's a Hebrew word, but when you look at the Psalms, you're going to find it 71 times in over 39 different Psalms. 71 times that word, Selah. When God says something more than once, we pay attention. We pay attention. Repetition in the scriptures is something that ought to catch your attention and draw you in to figure out what's going on. Three times in the book of Habakkuk, or Habakkuk, however you like to say it. Altogether, 74 times in the scriptures. And Selah is defined as a Hebrew word that's been found at the end of verses and Psalms, interpreted often as an instruction in calling for a break in the singing of the song, a break for a time of reflection. So perhaps a musical direction. But it's also been traditionally thought of in Hebrew circles, interpreted as a blessing. And the blessing meaning forever. Forever. I teased about my Ford vehicle. That truck's not going to last forever. You've got, yes, I knew it was coming. We've got things. I talked with someone yesterday about appliances. Our appliances don't last forever. Hey, truth be told, we don't last forever. But we have a God who lasts forever. And his promises are forever. He is a forever God. He's your forever God. And when it looks like the world around you is in spin cycle, when it looks like it's crumbling around and no one knows how to stop it, you've got to come back to Psalm 46. You've got to come back to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. Can I jump back to that hymn, number 290, The Solid Rock? When all my soul round, when all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. Where's your hope today? Jeremiah said God's promise is to give you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. And I've told you, if you don't have hope, there's not much of a future. There's not much of a future. Where's your hope today? On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When you're going through days of concern, days of perhaps doubt, hopefully not fear, but if you come to that place, you need to come back to the forever God who's got you covered, who's there to protect you, who even like a chicken would call its chicks to itself and cover with his wings. Scripture tells us he would cover us with his wings to keep us in that place of security. That's the place for you and I to walk today. That's the message of good news that we can share with others, that God is not just some dusty character in an old volume. He's a living God. He's a living God. And he's become part, yes, yes. He's become part of our lives. For many of us here, there was a point where you came to recognition that you needed something in your life. You needed forgiveness for your sins. And you acknowledged that Jesus died on the cross as God's Son, but he took that place for you and I. And that he and he alone is the one that can free us from our sins. You could ask him today, Jesus, would you come into my life and forgive me of my sins? Help me to live for you. I like the sounds of this relationship. I like the sounds of the benefits, the way that we walk with God and he protects us. I want to be in that place today. You could pray that today as we close in prayer. Father God, I pray that in each heart and life, we would come to a fresh recognition that you are our comfort, you are our hope, you are our stay, our anchor in stormy days, and that your promise is you will never leave us or forsake us. You're our forever God. So help us to remember your power, that it's there in our lives, your protection, O God, that you'll keep us safe from harm. And you've promised us your presence. You don't send us out there to go it alone. You've come along with us, and you're leading the way. Father, for those today that don't have that personal relationship with you, guide them, Lord. Because your promise is that that relationship with you is personal, real, and available to each of us. That if we would come before you and pray with sincerity, dear Jesus, I believe you are God's Son. And I believe you died on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me of my sins, Jesus. Come into my life and help me to live for you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today, I believe with total confidence that Jesus Christ came into your heart and your life. Maybe some of you would say, I prayed it again today, Pastor, because the relationship's been a little strained. Maybe not as close as we ought to be. And I recommitted my life to Jesus this week. If you did something along those lines, prayed the prayer with us, send me an email this week. It's easy. Pastor@hilltopchurch.ca. Very simple. That's my personal email. Pastor@hilltopchurch.ca. And just let me know. Let me know. If some part of the message today touched you particularly, or you've got a question, let me know. Drop me an email. Some of you got my phone number. Send me a text. But until next week, when it's not going to rain, oh my goodness. You guys, I am. I've told you before, I'm going to get cue cards for when you're supposed to applaud or toot on the horn. But God is going to guide us through these weeks of the virus. It would look like right now, for the next number of weeks, we will be gathering in this fashion. God bless you today. Make it a phenomenal week as you go out there as God's protected children. God bless you today.